Welcome to Family Policy Matters, an engaging and informative weekly radio show and podcast produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Hi, this is John Rustin, president of NC Family, and we're grateful to have you with us for this week's program. It's our prayer that you will be informed, encouraged, and inspired by what you hear on Family Policy Matters, and that you will feel better equipped to be a voice of persuasion for family values in your community, state, and nation. And now here is our host of Family Policy Matters, Tracy DeVette Griggs.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. This month marks the 47th year since abortion on demand was legalized in the United States. Since 1973, the abortion industry has changed. Notably, more than one-third of abortions are now chemical. Patrina Mosley joins us today to talk about why this trend should concern us. Mosley serves as Director of Life, Culture, and Women's Advocacy at the Family Research Council, and last month released a publication called The Next Abortion Battleground, Chemical Abortion. Patrina Mosley, welcome to Family Policy Matters.
Thank you for having me on.
So before we jump in and talk about chemical abortions, reflect for a moment, if you would, on some of the good news that we have out there.
Well, the good news is abortion is down overall here in the U.S. That is especially due to the rise in pregnancy resource centers. At this point right now, pregnancy resource centers outnumber abortion clinics 5-1. And so women are making better decisions because they have better options out there. So that is the good news.
Yes, that is good news. So while the overall number of abortions is dropping, the opposite is true of chemical abortions, correct? So tell us about that a little bit.
As abortions are decreasing, which is great, there is a rise in the different methods of abortion. One particularly is called chemical abortion. Most people will call it the abortion pill, or women ingest a mix of drugs to induce an abortion. We've seen a rise in that, and I think primarily it's been due to creative marketing by Planned Parenthood, making the abortion pill sound simple, sound safe and straightforward, and sound private, when it's actually not. If anybody's been familiar with seeing Abby Johnson's movie Unplanned, she was a former Planned Parenthood worker who became a pro-life activist. I highly encourage anyone to see her movie Unplanned, because in it, you not only see her story of redemption, but you also see her telling her story of having a chemical abortion. And you see that in the movie. That part, it shows you the impact of what a chemical abortion actually does to a woman. And it shows you the lie that Planned Parenthood tells women, that is simple, that is straightforward, and that is private. And that's absolutely not the case. The chemical abortion pill is not safe. It's been documented with over 4,000 adverse effects that include hemorrhaging, infection, to the point of having blood transfusions, and 24 women have already died from it. So this is not a safe process, and it's certainly not simple and straightforward. It's a multi-day process. As with traditional abortions or more surgical procedures, this is chemically induced, and they market this pill as you can have this privately in your own home. You come to us in the clinic to have the first pill, you take the second pill at home, and it'll be just naturally and magically disappear. That's a lie. It is a very traumatic process, and it is very different from a surgical traditional abortion. Unfortunately, this is becoming the trend, and we're watching this very, very, very closely because women are being harmed by it.
You mentioned a couple of times the difference between a chemical abortion and the medical procedure. What are the differences between the two?
Well, primarily, abortions take place through surgical procedures. That is a more physical, direct contact with a physician. And the second method is called medical abortion, which can be confusing when you talk about surgical abortion because sometimes they interchange the words. But when you see medical abortion / medication abortion, that is the chemical abortion method. That is an inducing of drugs into the woman's body to produce miscarriage-like symptoms to abort the child. So surgical is physically removing the child from the woman through the uterus. The chemical is actually the woman ingesting drugs to induce her own abortion.
This does seem to fly in the face of what we often hear, that abortion is something that's private between a woman and her doctor. This sort of changes that, doesn't it, as far as where's that caring, trusting relationship between a woman and a doctor if they're sending her home?
Absolutely. It directly changes that. And this is what the abortion industry is calling the future of abortion here in America. This is why we are watching this very, very closely, because when the pro-abortion side actually tells you the truth on something, that's when you really want to sit up and pay attention and listen. They are very open and unashamed about the fact that chemical abortions are the way they want to go as far as future abortion advancement. So it's no accident that today is nearly 40% of all abortions. They've been heavily and aggressively marketing the abortion pill as the go-to method for women. There's many benefits of the abortion industry in them doing this. It is financially more expedient. Why would you pay for skilled surgeons and the overhead cost of a facility and receptionists and surgical tools when you can simply hand a woman pills? I mean, the financial cost to them is way more minimal than it is than to do it the traditional way of abortion. So you have that. Also, they want to expand abortion with pills that are easily transportable. You can expand your reach of how you're getting abortions to women, which is sad. I mean, just like you said, they always marketed this as a relationship between the woman and the doctor, and that's completely not the case now. And so when you think about the rise of chemical abortion, it's really a business method of the abortion industry. This is not care for women, or else they would not be putting the burden of abortion completely on her, and they would not be separating her from a physical physician who's able to get her help if there's complications, which often there is. What they do not talk about is that chemical abortions have 4 times the rate of complications than surgical abortions. But yet, this is the go-to method that they're marketing to women so aggressively.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a weekly radio show and podcast of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. This is just one of the many ways NC Family works to educate and inform citizens across North Carolina about policy issues that impact North Carolina families. Our vision is to create a state and nation where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. For more information about NC Family and how you can help us to achieve this incredible vision for our state and nation, visit our website at ncfamily.org. Again, that's ncfamily.org. And be sure to sign up to receive our email updates, action alerts, and of course our flagship publication, Family North Carolina Magazine. We'd also love for you to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
They're getting to a place now where they don't even necessarily think that this woman needs to speak with a doctor. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. And the future of abortion, according to the abortion industry, is telemed abortion, which is another aspect that we're continually watching. And telemed abortion is where a woman Skypes with a physician. He claims to assess her via the internet or via some questionnaire form that she fills out, saying that she's eligible for the abortion pill. And then he sends her a prescription to pick up the abortion pills from a nearby clinic, and she gets the pills and she goes home and self-induces an abortion. So here, this is just another way of cutting out being in the physical presence of a physician. There's no way that you can be accurately assessed over the internet. A questionnaire is not substantial or adequate to assess a woman's eligibility and to see if she is in a healthy enough state to have that procedure. A woman can lie on a questionnaire. A questionnaire tells you nothing about their physical assessment. This just further tells you this is not about women. This is about business. Abortion is a business, and they will do anything they can to protect their business and to expand their business, even at the cost of women's safety. I do want to point out that this type of method also has dangerous implications for sex trafficking victims. You know, as you've been saying, this separates women from a physician. This separates sex trafficking victims from having to see a physical physician, a physical person who may be able to be aware of the signs that she's in distress, or just women who are being pressured or coerced to abortion. There's no way to assess that when the future of your abortion industry is self-managed abortions at home. And once again, it's just another way to show that they don't care about women, that this is a business. And you know what? As the abortion industry uses more women to gain more profit, you do have a lot of women who are willing to share their stories now to say, you know what? It wasn't empowering for me. I don't want to ever do that again. Don't make the decision that I made. And those stories are reaching people.
So let's talk a little bit more. I appreciated the fact that you explained to us that the term medical abortion, which of course would be what the pro-abortion people are using, chemical abortion, I think, is a little better descriptor. But talk a little bit about some other terms, I guess, that people often confuse. Is chemical abortion different from RU 486? Give us a little understanding of that.
Yes, good question. So the chemical abortion pill regimen contains two drugs. One is RU486, which is also known as mifepristone. So essentially, it is the same. Chemical abortion is RU486, but the second pill in the abortion pill regimen is misoprostol. So it is a combination of mifepristone / RU486 and Crytotec, which is misoprostol. So the woman takes the first drug in the first 24 hours, which is mifepristone, and that drug actually cuts off the progesterone hormone in the woman's body. That hormone nourishes the baby as it's developing. And then after 24 to 48 hours, the woman takes the second pill, misoprostol, and this is what actually induces the contractions to expel the fetal remains. So this is a multi-day process. This could take up to 14 days, and the abortion pill guide, it says that it could take up to 30 days to complete. So this is a process of heavy trauma on the body physically. So Planned Parenthood has videos that shows that this is safe and simple, and somehow the baby just disappears in the uterus, and that's not so. A lot of people also confuse the abortion pill with Plan B. I will tell you in simple, straightforward terms that the difference is Plan B is a contraceptive that is meant to prevent pregnancy if taken appropriately. The abortion pill is meant to end a pregnancy, terminate a pregnancy. So that's the main difference between Plan B and the abortion pill. They are not the same. I do want to mention this caveat that when taking Plan B, if taken correctly, yes, it is a contraceptive. It prevents a pregnancy from taking place. But if taken incorrectly and taken too late, it can cause an abortion.
So let's talk finally about reversal. There is a way, right, to medically intervene in a chemical abortion and potentially reverse that.
Yes, and we've seen over 500 women take this abortion pill reversal and save their babies. So yes, it is possible. And the way this abortion pill reversal works is simply by pumping in more progesterone hormones into the woman's body. So as I mentioned earlier, when you take the first pill, mifepristone, it cuts off the progesterone hormone in the woman's body. So the way the abortion pill reversal works is to take progesterone supplements, and that is what reverses the process. But you have to take this before you take the second pill of the abortion regimen, misoprostol. It does not work if you've gone through both of the two-step process of an abortion pill, which is mifepristone, then misoprostol. If you want to take an abortion pill reversal, it has to be taken before the misoprostol. That is the best way to do it, and we have seen women save their babies, and it has been a huge blessing, and we're happy to champion that, and we want to see more of that. We've actually had about 4 states pass informed consent laws on this, where abortion clinics have to tell women of the possibility of saving their baby should they choose to do a chemical abortion. So that is great news, and we're going to continue to progress on that in other states as well.
Well, we're just about out of time for this week. Before we go, though, Petrina, where can our listeners go to read your publication, The Next Abortion Battleground, Chemical Abortion?
They can go to frc.org/abortionpill, and they can see the paper there. They can also check out my blogs on the chemical abortion issue. They can check out those blogs at frc.org/blogs.
All right. Petrina Mosley with the Family Research Council, thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters. We hope you enjoyed the program and plan to tune in again next week. to listen to this show online, and to learn more about NC Family's work to inform, encourage, and inspire families across North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org. That's ncfamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you and your family.